Dossier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Gregory Keene commences with another page from The Dossier on Demetrius.
At the beginning of the fourth week since we'd begun to compile the dossier on the mystery man Demetrius, Ridgway and Mitchell had gone into hiding for the second time. We hadn't the faintest idea where, and we still didn't know what had brought Demetrius to London. But the score wasn't all against us, far from it. From one source or another, mostly European, we were beginning to piece together quite a lot about his activities in the past. And the time wasn't far off when we begin to learn something about his plans for the future. But who he was, or what he was, there we were still in the dark. At that time, we had two leads to follow up. Margaret Ridgway, Peter Ridgway's sister, had come to London, and we were setting up a situation to force her to lead us to him. That was the first. And an informer of mine, a rather willowy chap called Eustace Manninley, had told us what the black market Poles round Soho were saying. That Piggy Quinn, the dealer in stolen cameras, had been murdered by a certain Yachty Bloom. Well, we knew something about Yachty, and we spread the net for
him. Cuts!
How's the time? 11:30.
Yes, sir?
Oh, I'm going back to the Red Feathers to wait for Hedy Bergner. If they pick up Yachty Bloom, get hold of me there at once.
Roger, all, sir.
We were after Yachty Bloom. But Demetrius was after Sally Jones. So while I sat and racked my brains in the Red Feathers Club that night, it was Cutts who carried the ball.
Hello?
I want to speak to Sergeant Cutts, please.
Sergeant Cutts speaking.
It's Sally Jones here. You said if I ever needed you to ring your number. Well, I'm frightened.
What's the trouble, miss?
There's a man across the street. He's been watching my window for half an hour.
Are you sure he's watching your place?
Well, I don't know for certain, but I think it's one of Tony Marzotti's men, Jelly Boy Boone.
Is there a back way into your place, miss?
No, there's not.
Well, do exactly what I say. Pull your blind down and every little while stand in front of it so he can see your shadow. Don't put the light out. Don't let him think you've left your room. Do you understand that?
Yes. Yes, Tommy.
I'll be there in a few minutes. But don't open your door to anyone but me.
No, no, I won't.
Well, hang up now. But just a minute. Jelly Boy's the chap what knocked you about in Marzotti's office, isn't he?
Yes. Why?
Just ask him, miss. Now, you wait there for me. I won't be long. Got a light on you, mate?
Yeah. Here you are.
Star. How are you, Jelly Boy? Remember me?
Cuts.
Don't move.
Okay, but don't move. What do you want?
I want a nice, quiet little natter. With you. Turn around, Jelly Boy.
You got a gun. You're the captain.
Now straight ahead and into that alley. That's right. This is far enough. Face the wall. Put your hands against it. Now, come on, come on, come on, matey. Back a pace. Lean forward. That's right.
What you gonna do?
Well, we'll just have this thing off you first. Rather have a look at myself. Right you are, Mr. Jelly Boy. You can turn around again now. Give us a look at your ugly dial. Now then. What's the idea of hanging about Sally Jones's place?
I was going to ask her to the pictures.
Who sent you, Marzotti?
You find out.
What's the matter, Jelly Boy? Can't you throw a punch at anyone but a young girl?
This won't get you nowhere, Cuts.
Come on, let's have it. What are you doing here? What's Marzotti still interested in Sally Jones for? Well, right you are, matey. Have it your own way. You're just about my size.
I'm not.
Yes, I'd like to get out of it, Hady. Just for 24 hours. I'd like to take you somewhere one day and escape. Just for a day to forget this mess. No, but I can't. It's there all the time. The certainty that I've missed my cue. That somewhere in this labyrinth of murder and viciousness and intrigue, the truth is there. Evidence staring me in the face. Oh, I don't know. It seems almost as though... Oh, just a minute. There's a girl heading in our direction.
Major Keene.
Yes?
Telephone for you, Major.
Oh. Sorry, Hady. I'll only be a minute. Wait for me. Where? Larkspur Street. Oh. Jelly Boy Boone, eh? Well, it's all a matter of whether you can believe him, or whether they want her for something else. Hmm? No, not tonight. Marzotti will keep. Right you are. Yes, good idea. Right, stay with her. Hmm. Well, if that means what I think it does, someone's getting desperate. If the only way they can do it is through Sally Jones... I'd better speed it up and put the pressure on Margaret Ridgway. That's my only bet at the moment.
Fenchurch House, flat 62. This should be her door. Ah, yes. Margaret Ridgway, it says on the card. Straighten your tie, Bonnie. This is a pretty girl.
Good evening.
Good evening, Miss Ridgway.
I don't know you. Who are you?
Please, may I come in? I am from your brother.
You're from... Oh, yes, yes, come in.
Permit me to present myself. Paul Bonnet.
Hello. Do tell me, where's Peter and is he all right?
Your brother is safe and well.
Thank heavens for that. We'll go into my sitting room if you like. I have a fire. Come along.
Now... I will tell you at once, and we can proceed from there. You do not recognize me.
I'm sorry, but should I?
I was the driver of the car you hailed in Larkspur Street yesterday morning.
Why, of course. Everything happened so fast,
it was, what you call, hell to pay. And it was good luck, too. Your brother Peter and Mitchell, they were going to get a cab when they left me, but I say no. No, Bonnet has good fast car. Bonnet has many sets of number plates. Bonnet shall drive them. And so, we escaped from the police. And now your brother and Mitchell live in a quiet little house of mine. Not much, maybe. Near the West India Dock Road.
How extraordinary. That's twice Peter's found someone to hide him.
Miss Ridgway, do you know why you were not arrested? I tell, because Major Keene wants you to lead him to your brother.
But I didn't even know where he was myself until you told me.
Nevertheless, I have been near you very much of today. They have men following you from the moment you leave this building until you re-enter it. Yes, 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 it's true. You open your eyes at me, but they want your brother, so they let you go.
Police following me, but... But that means I won't be able to go near Peter.
Why not? These things can be arranged.
But how? If the police...
Look, here are the two tickets for the Odeon Cinema near Marble Arch. The evening session tomorrow. See the numbers? Row S, seats 20 and 21. You will arrive at half of it. Your brother will be waiting for you.
You mean I keep one ticket, Peter gets the other? Oh, Bonnet, I could kiss you.
Mademoiselle.
Yes, well, I meant surely you'll stay for drink.
If you will forgive me another time. I must not be here too long.
Well, I expect you know best. Tell Peter I'll see him tomorrow night and thank you tremendously.
Good night, Miss Ridgway.
Goodbye.
Oh, one thing.
What is it?
I hope at the Odeon they are showing a good cinema. Bonsoir.
Let me see your hand, Tommy Cuts. How did you cut your knuckles like that?
Quite all right, miss. Jelly Boy wears one of those big buckles on his belt, and I wasn't treating him Marquis of Queensbury, as you might say.
Tommy, I wish you'd tell me what happened down there.
When I've seen the Major, miss.
Well, come along. Let me wash your hands.
Oh, it's quite all right, miss.
Stop calling me miss. My name's Sally.
It's Miss Jones to me.
Oh, what's the matter with you? I thought you liked me a bit. Well, sort of.
Can't you be satisfied with Mr. Ridgway? Other blokes' girls never have interested me, Miss Jones.
Well, well. I'm not his girl. Don't you dare think that about me, Tommy Cutts. Don't you dare.
What else do you expect me to think?
Tommy, I only looked after him.
Honest?
Yes, Tommy. Cross my heart. Honest.
Well, if I'm going to believe you, I'd better make up my mind. We can't leave you here all alone. And you'd like my Aunt Minnie. She's a dear old duck.
Your Aunt Minnie?
Major Keane makes out there isn't any Aunt Minnie, but there is. And she's got a spare room. That's where you're going to live till we clear things up a bit. And I'd like to see any of Marzotti's toughs get at you there.
That you, Cutts?
Yes, Major.
I want you to get back to the embankment straight away. They've picked up Yachty Bloom.
It was one thing to pick up a gangster for questioning, but it was another thing altogether to get any information out of him. So on the way back to the embankment that night, I kept my fingers crossed. I needed to. The night wasn't over, not by a long chalk.
What does Gregory Keane learn from Yachty Bloom the murderer? Listen to the next chapter in this story of suspense, Dossier on Demetrius.